Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about county committee voting. 2018 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections began November 5th when ballots were mailed to eligible voters. The deadline to return those ballots to local FSA offices is December 3rd, 2018. County committee members are an important component of the operations of FSA and provide a link between the ag community and USDA. Farmers and ranchers elected to county committees help deliver FSA programs at the local level. They apply their knowledge and judgment to make decisions on commodity price support programs, conservation programs, incentive indemnity and disaster programs for some of the commodities, emergency programs, and eligibility. FSA committees operate within official regulations designated to carry out federal laws. To be an eligible voter, farmers and ranchers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program. A person who is not of legal voting age but supervises and conducts the farming operations of an entire farm may also be eligible to vote. Eligible voters in the Cass County Local Administrative Area 3, which includes Washington, Cass, Bear Grove, Pleasant, and Noble Townships, who do not receive a ballot, can obtain one from their local USDA center here in Atlantic. December 3rd, next month, is the last day to vote for voters to submit those ballots in person to the local USDA service centers. Ballots returned by mail must also be postmarked no later than December 3rd, and newly elected committee members take office January 1st of next year. Now the trade mitigation program. USDA launched the trade mitigation package aimed at assisting farmers suffering from damage due to the unjustified trade retaliation by foreign nations. Producers of certain commodities can now sign up for the Market Facilitation Program, MFP. Details were provided last August. Farm Service Agency administers the MFP program to provide payments for corn, cotton, dairy hogs, sorghum, soybeans, wheat, fresh sweet cherries, and shelled almond producers. An announcement about further payments will be made in the upcoming months if it's warranted. Sign-up period for MFP is now open and runs through January 15th of next year, with information and instructions provided at farmers.gov/MFP. MFP provides payments to the above-mentioned producers who have been significantly impacted by the actions of governments resolving the loss of traditional exports. Eligible producers should apply after the harvest is complete, as payments will only be issued once production is reported. Payment will be issued on 50% of the producer's total production multiplied by the MFP rate for a specific commodity. The initial payment rates for crops are a penny per bushel for corn, 14 cents per bushel for wheat, 86 cents per bushel for sorghum, and $1.65 per bushel for soybeans. For dairy milk production, the initial rate is 12 cents per hundredweight on the milk, and for hogs, the initial payment rate is $8 a head. Second payment period, if warranted, will be determined by USDA at a later date. The payment limits are limited to a combined $125,000 for all eligible crop commodities, and that's per person or legal entity. There's a separate combined $125,000 limit for dairy and hog producers. All eligible applicants must have an adjusted gross income for tax years 2014, 15, and 16 of less than $900,000. They also must comply with provisions of the highly rotable land and wetland conservation regulations. And for more information, contact us at the office here or at farmers.gov. Next, breaking new ground. Ag producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before they break out any new ground for production purposes, as doing so it will, without prior authorization, will put producers' federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. It's especially true for land that meets highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions. Producers with a highly erodible determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as their first point of contact prior to doing any land clearing or drainage projects to ensure proposed actions meet compliance criteria, such as if you're clearing any trees or if you are doing any tiling or things like that. Those areas need to be reviewed to ensure the work will not risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators who want to do those things need to complete a Form 801026, which is a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification, to identify those proposed actions and allow FSA to determine whether we need to refer it to NRCS for further review. And finally, guaranteed and youth loans. FSA guaranteed loans allow lenders to provide ag credit to farmers who do not meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. Farmers and ranchers apply for a guaranteed loan through a lender, and the lender arranges for the guarantee. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of principal and interest on a loan. Guaranteed loans can be used for both farm ownership and operating purposes. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct or repair buildings, develop farmland to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. Guaranteed operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, chemicals, and other things like that. Guaranteed farm ownership loans. FSA can guarantee farm ownership and operating loans up to $1,492,000. Repayment terms vary on the type of the loan, the collateral, and the producer's ability to repay the loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years. Farm ownership loans usually do not exceed 40 years. In addition to the guaranteed loan program, Farm Service Agency also makes loans to youth to establish and operate ag income producing projects in connection with your 4-H clubs, your FFA chapters, and other ag groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization's advisor. They must provide sufficient income to repay that loan and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum loan amount for the youth loans is $5,000. To be eligible, those individuals must be somewhere between 10 and 20 years of age, must be U.S. citizens, comply with FSA's general eligibility requirements, must be unable to get a loan from other sources, and they must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating those projects under the assistance of an advisor. Supervisor must also recommend the youth loan applicant, along with providing adequate supervision. If you have any questions about guaranteed loans, youth loans, or any other loan options, contact your local office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. We're also on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.